Welcome to the IS Special Interest Group audio blog. I'm Rosemary Hasenlopp, Ambassador for Region 7 here on the West Coast, and I'm here with Jim Sloan. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Rosemary. How's it going?
Great. So Jim is the founding member of the Silicon Valley PMI chapter, and he has absolutely influenced the science of project management by being a core member of PMI's, which is Project Management Institute, OPM3. So welcome, Jim. So OPM3, what is that, and why did you want to get involved in it?
OPM3 stands for Organizational Project Management Maturity Model. It's the name PMI decided to give to their venture to develop a project management maturity model for organizations. I got interested back in the late 90s because I was interested in the fact that assessments are a critical part of any organization's ability to progress. There's the old adage, you know, about you can't change what you can't measure, all right? So you do an assessment first, understand where you are, and then you measure that, and then you can, in fact, make the changes you need.
Well, Jim, many of us dislike assessments because they cost way too much money, and that's not a good thing in this economy. And we also might be telling our boss bad news about our performance. So what's wrong with my thinking?
Well, assessments, that depends on the scope of the assessment. An organization might already understand what their issues are, and they may not be very many. They may just be really critical, and it could be something as simple as we don't know how to kick off projects, as we don't know how to start them. And so the organization can already be focused on what the issue is, because this might be understood to be preventing them from achieving some, you know, organizational objective. So with OPM3, you can focus on just that. It's really a very flexible model for evaluating your position in project management.
Excellent. And so the evaluation for project management maturity, does that happen at a project level, a program level, or at a portfolio level?
PMI's model does it at all three. So an organization can just choose to only look at their project management capabilities and processes if they want.
Okay. So what's a great success story? What gets you excited about being involved in OPM3?
Well, what's great about it is it's very clear that an organization can, in fact, improve dramatically with very little effort. Like I said, they can focus on what their real issue, which is clear to them. And using the model, they can find out what capabilities they must have within the organization in order to do, I think my example was project kickoff, to do that much more effectively. I mean, they're in the model. The capabilities required to do that are listed in the model.
Well, I think that's great. So eventually, all of these maturity models boil down to getting clarity and then being able to communicate throughout an organization.
Getting clarity first on what capabilities do exist, then comparing those to a model like OPM3 and doing, I guess, what you would call a gap analysis, and then achieving those capabilities that help you reach the best practice that you're after.
Well, in this economy, people are absolutely looking for that. And so I absolutely agree that, hey, what we don't measure absolutely won't improve, and improvement is needed to be effective as project managers in this economy. So how do people get a hold of you, Jim?
They can Google me, and that's Sloan with an E, by the way, or they can go to my website at jsloan-pmp.com, see what I've been up to for the last 20 years or so.
Okay. Well, thank you for your contribution to the industry.